This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. And I'm Dana Lake. I co-host this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we really try to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. MyVillageGreen.com. So you can go to the site and hear the shows. You can ask questions. You can get information. You can order supplements. So visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. You can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion with Bill Walsh on nutrient therapy to heal brain imbalances. And you may have heard Dr. Walsh before. I think you're going to find this very interesting. Now, our topic today is about functional food products and also nutritional approaches to lipid and carbohydrate management. And our guest is Joseph Evans, PhD, an esteemed nutritional product research and development scientist who also serves on Zymogen's medical board of advisors. And he's been a scientist with 20 years of experience in research and development for diabetes and obesity. He has extensive expertise in the areas of natural product pharmacology, including antioxidants and nitric oxide biology, especially the regulation of nitric oxide production by natural compounds, including arginine. He has played a major role in the development and introduction of a first-in-class controlled release alpha-lipoic acid for individuals with type 2 diabetes and a first-in-class nitric oxide generator product for the sports nutrition industry. So welcome to the show, Dr. Evans.
Thank you very much, and good morning, Dana, and good morning, listeners. It's always a pleasure to be a guest on your show.
Well, we always get into some interesting discussions, and we have talked before about the alpha-lipoic acid and arginine. So today, we're talking a little bit about functional food products. Can we start with that and first describe what it means to call something a functional food or a functional food supplement?
Well, depending on who is giving the response, you may get a different answer. But when we think of food in the old sort of the definition of food, we thought more just of something, a substance that would provide basic nutrition, just sort of substance. Now, when we think of food, we think of the health benefits beyond simply basic nutrition. So functional food is really, I think most people, the consensus definition is food for optimal health. And so we look at the ingredients, the actual ingredients, the individual components of food, although there are so many in if we just think of a vegetable, there are so many nutrients in there, but the emphasis is on the overall biological effects of these ingredients within a certain type of food, as opposed to just a substance requirement that our bodies need to generate energy.
Well, what I find interesting is that we are starting to define more and more foods that are functional. And I appreciate that. I also think the egg has been nominated, if it hasn't already been awarded, functional food status, which, of course, flies in the face of what was taught 30, 40 years ago.
Well, absolutely, and I agree that the egg is one of the preeminent functional foods, despite what some would have us believe the harmful effects of the cholesterol in the egg yolk. Clearly, most of our cholesterol is manufactured within our body, and it's not we don't have excess cholesterol typically because of all the cholesterol we take in. And so in moderation, egg consumption can be very helpful for most individuals, and of course, it's a main source of protein. The white of the eggs, the whey protein is very popular for people that want meal replacements. It's very popular for athletes and the weekend warriors that want to replenish their protein supply after a workout. And so, whey protein derived from egg is really at the top level of a protein source. But there are many other functional foods. I mentioned broccoli. But again, the research into the individual nutrients contained within these just amazing food products is just it's growing by leaps and bounds, and we're finding more and more health benefits from the polyphenolic compounds of fruits to the different types of berries that have been shown to have effects on lipid metabolism, to have been shown to have effects on providing antioxidant support, and we can go on and on with examples of nutrients within the general categories of classes of foods that provide significant health benefits, and they've been linked to improved health in many individuals through both epidemiological studies, which means looking at populations and seeing what foods they eat and what kind of health impact those foods have, to interventional studies where they've actually given the food products to individuals and mapped out what sort of effects those food products have produced.
Yeah, these are exciting times, and we go back to some old-fashioned ways of looking at foods, and I say that kindly because we got into the chemical food industry, and I think that started with the space stage and age where Tang could duplicate all we needed. And I don't know if you even remember that one.
Well, absolutely. And I have, as part of my talk on this subject, the correlation between the introduction of processed food and the increase with the metabolic diseases, things like type 2 diabetes and obesity. You can really map it very nicely with the introduction of food abundance, and beyond that, the processing of food. So it has to do with both the amount of food that was available due to improvements in agricultural techniques, and also the processing of food, which really took off. Yes, you mentioned Tang, but even before that, near the end of the war, they were right after that, there was a lot of developments in the really making food accessible, instant food, making it convenient. And so this was ushered in the era of the 50s and the 60s. And so the further the processing of the food, the more nutrients that were beneficial were removed. And so this has really mapped quite evenly and nicely with the increase of the metabolic diseases.
You know, you make such a good point, and I think it's always important to come back to what these basics are. Mickey Mantle always talked about going back to basics. It worked for him, so it works for all of us. And also during that era was the development of margarine, the mutant plastic fatty acids that, in my opinion, have mutated the human condition. I always had this argument with myself is what's worse, trans fats or sugars? And I am willing to say that trans fats have been far worse. The body at least understands sugars, and then up with trans fats are all the artificial additives, coloring, flavoring. So it's a combination or total load that we hit ourselves with. Nothing since the beginning of human time on Earth, and then in the last 100 years, probably being generous there, we've got all the processing, the manufactured chemicals, 85,000 of them. I think it's always important to emphasize that, because the subject we're talking on is part of the solution, but this is a major issue that has been going on and still is going on.
That's absolutely a great way of summarizing these major foodborne conditions that we have. And again, these conditions are not, they didn't just happen spontaneously. They happened because of the introduction of these highly processed foods with chemicals that really had no business being in the food supply, even if they were proven in laboratory animals to have no effect at the levels. Clearly, so many people are sensitive to these additives. One of the first things that integrative practitioners do when they get a new patient is they evaluate the diet, and then they look for food allergies, and they spend a lot of time just trying to clean out the system and going through a detoxification protocol. And that's just so important when you when you're not feeling well and you really don't know what the cause of it is. Clearly, so many times it's due to some food-triggered either allergic reaction or just something related to that.
Yeah, the intolerances. And truly, sometimes people don't know if they're actually reacting to, say, food, a chicken or an egg, or if it's the chemicals that are inherent in there, the artificial additives, the pesticides that have been used. So that's the first layer. Is to go organic, clean up the diet, and then see what you're actually reacting to. Something a lot of people don't think of. They make the assumption they ate a chicken dish, and that must have been it. They're reactive to it.
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly. And there are tests that many laboratories can offer now to really tease out what the major triggers are of these responses, of these responses in your gut and overall in many other tissues that respond to the individual components or the chemicals that are in there, basically to either alter the taste or to increase the stability of the food or to give it a different color or a different texture. So yes, it is so important to really go through a thorough analysis of the diet of each individual patient, to ensure that they eliminate things. And I've heard so many things, including a wonderful presentation by Dr. Perlmutter, David Perlmutter, mm-hmm. from Naples, Florida. Dr. Perlmutter is the head of the Zymogen Board of Advisors. And he gave a presentation a few weeks ago that I had the pleasure of hearing, and he said that he was getting amazing results just by removing gluten from the diet of so many of his patients. And it's just something that this protein has, it occurs naturally, but I mean, in the abundance that some people are exposed to it, it's just wreaking havoc with their systems.
Well, I do, the gluten issue is very important as a nutritionist and working with a wide variety of patients. The gluten intolerances are not clearly understood by all in the medical community. The assumption is there's only one gluten intolerance. It's celiac. It's genetic. If you don't have that, you don't have a problem. But I would venture to say that if we have a spectrum, let's call it, of gluten reactions, wheat reactions, wheat being the main gluten that's a problem, there's a small percentage that are type 1 IgE allergic reactions. And then there's probably 30% or 40% that is true celiac. It's so underdiagnosed, we really don't have good data on it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I would say the rest is intolerances for a whole host of reasons that we may not be able to test for, some of which we can test for. The other issue we have in Western cultures is this Roundup Ready form of wheat, and how the theory right now is that it has rendered wheat particularly damaging and allergy and intolerance provoking. So we're going to carry on this conversation. I thank you for being so thorough, and we'll carry it on in the next segment. And for those who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm your host, Dana Lake. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Joseph Evans.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. You can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion with Dr. Bill Walsh on nutrient therapy to heal brain imbalances. Now, our topic today is about functional food products and also nutritional approaches to lipid and cardiovascular management. Our guest is Joseph Evans, PhD, an esteemed nutritional product research and development scientist who also serves on Zymogen's Medical Board of Advisors. So we talked in the first segment about the importance of whole foods and real foods and the components like the polyphenolic compounds, the nutrients, the many factors that are in foods that are so beneficial and so functional. So let's talk a little bit about some of the products that are available and what they do to help in a functional way.
Yes, thank you, Dana. I do want to emphasize, of course, as we did in the first segment, that really a balanced, healthy diet is the starting point. But unfortunately, so many individuals, the compliance with such a diet is challenging for many individuals for various reasons. And so this is why a number of companies, including Zymogen, has come up with easy-to-follow regimens and protocols for using functional food supplements and nutritional supplements. And so one of the things that really attracted me to Zymogen was the taste of their functional food products. So not only the performance, but the taste, because no matter how good a functional food product may actually perform, if the individual doesn't find it palatable, or if they object to the smell or the texture or the appearance of it, that product won't be very effective, and they won't they tend not to use the product. And so one of the things that we really are proud of at Zymogen is the development of really tasty functional foods, and OptiMetabolics is one of those products. This was a functional food developed to support healthy glucose and insulin and lipid metabolism. It overall, it helps to reduce the glycemic impact of meals. So basically, it's designed to be taken somewhere before a meal, maybe 30 minutes or so, but the timing is not absolutely critical. But it is designed to really work in concert with your natural digestion to really lower the glucose spike that is common with higher glycemic meals, so that the glucose spike in turn triggers a high insulin response to really help metabolize the glucose and absorb the glucose and direct it into your tissues. So the OptiMetabolics has a number of ingredients in there that are designed to lower the overall glucose response, which in turn lowers the insulin response. And we really don't want to have chronically elevated insulin, because that tends to make our tissues less responsive to insulin. That's called insulin resistance. Also, it puts a burden on our pancreas to keep producing higher levels of insulin. And even though our pancreases are very robust in most individuals, the chronic attacking of the pancreas, the chronic burden of producing insulin, really can pay its toll and have its toll on the pancreas, the health of the pancreas. And so we really want to pay attention to foods that cause these high glucose spikes, which trigger high insulin spikes. And so OptiMetabolics has a number of ingredients in there.
Yeah.
I'll go through these a little bit. So, Dana, did you have anything to comment on that?
Well, I think that there's another aspect. Even those who consume organic, nutrient-dense, balanced meals, it may not be sufficient for their individual needs based on what we now know is epigenetics, that through environmental impact on our genetics, we can alter gene expression in a positive or negative manner. And that environmental impact includes everything about us, our diet, our stressors. We come into the world with innate functions and innate positive and negative genes. And it's the way the genes express themselves that makes the difference. And we have great power over that by what we do. So when we clean up the diet and we support with nutritional products, we have a much better chance of undoing what one, two, or three generations before us did. And I think that people don't get this point well enough. We are not our ancestors. We have altered the environment and the diet in the past 100 years, being generous on that, with all the man-made chemicals that do not require testing. Testing is voluntary. We have no idea what they do to us. But we do know that nobody on Earth until the last 100 to 200 years has been exposed to so much. And we're not doing very well because we're seeing the chronic diseases at earlier and earlier ages. I've seen it in my practice. The type 2 acquired diabetes used to show up at 60, then 50, then 30. Now it's in the under 20 and the under 12 crowd, and that's acquired. So you're addressing a real core issue here because with diabetes, we get the obesity, the high blood pressure, the cardiovascular risk, the early aging risk, and glycemic control is ever so important. I know cinnamon's in the product, and I just love the herbs that were there as medicinal agents for so many centuries are now recognized, and they really aren't for our taste. They're for our health benefit.
So that's exactly right. And again, I wholeheartedly agree with you about the epigenetic story and how even though we may have genes, some of these are not being expressed. And some of these are being overexpressed due to the foods we take in, and we can certainly control to a large extent, you know, which genes are being activated, and this is very, very important that we can manipulate this and have a degree of control through what we take in. For our food products, and it's not, you know, we are not a slave to our genes. We can have a certain amount of control, and I think this is being widely accepted now because of all the great research that's being carried out in the nutritional area. The nutritional regulation of gene expression is an area which I have been interested in for a long time, ever since I started studying natural products, and so I'm so happy that you pointed that out. But getting back to OptiMetabolics, yes, there is a highly concentrated cinnamon extract. It's a water extract, and cinnamon, the branded ingredient is called Cinsulin. So this is just one, excuse me, of a variety of ingredients that are in OptiMetabolics. And Cinsulin has been shown in a number of studies to have a beneficial effect on not only blood glucose levels, but also on blood lipid levels, including triglycerides and LDL cholesterol, the form of cholesterol that's been linked to cardiovascular disease. Just as important, there's high levels of protein. It's a vegetarian protein. It's a blend of pea. It's primarily pea protein. There's also some rice protein in there with a highly bioavailable amino acids. So it's called VegaPro. So you get about 20 grams of protein in a serving. There is a blend of polyphenolic compounds. These are compounds that are isolated and enriched and purified from a seaweed source, a brown seaweed, so a highly purified organism from the sea. It's like algae. And so these compounds are directed towards slowing the glucose spike. So in other words, they have the overall effect of reducing the glycemic index of the food that you're taking. And that's why the OptiMetabolics is a product that's designed really to be taken a little bit before the main meals during the day. What I really like about it is a high level of fiber. So there's about, depending on the flavors, and there's several flavors, a chocolate, a vanilla, and a kai flavor. So the inulin fiber, so this is soluble fiber. And so we all know of the benefits that have been attributed to the intake of soluble fiber with respect to lipid metabolism and lowering LDL cholesterol. So that was one of the an important addition to include inulin fiber. In addition, we know that inulin serves as a prebiotic. So this has beneficial effects on increasing the bifidobacteria and lactobacilli in our gut. So it tends to reduce the amount of deleterious bacteria and increase the beneficial bacteria. So fiber is in there for a couple of reasons, also to improve regularity. So inulin fiber, so there's about, in one serving, there's about 9 or 10 grams of the inulin fiber.
That is good. So between the protein and the fiber, it's almost a third of the day in both.
Absolutely, a very efficacious amount, and they still Zymogen has still been able to maintain the taste of the great taste with this product. I've had all three flavors, and they're very, very palatable. I assure you. Several other featured ingredients in OptiMetabolics include alpha-lipoic acid, and this is a favorite ingredient of mine. I've worked on it for probably about 15 years in various product formulations, also in some clinical studies. We've looked at alpha-lipoic acid benefits in individuals with type 2 diabetes, in women with polycystic ovary syndrome, and even in obviously in healthy individuals that want to maintain their antioxidant defenses. Alpha-lipoic acid has been shown to have beneficial effects not only on carbohydrate and insulin responsiveness, but we have published in clinical studies that it also has a beneficial effect at lowering triglyceride levels. And so this is a little known activity of alpha-lipoic acid, but it's I think you'll see it more and more used as a complementary approach to omega-3 oils and in fats for regulating lipid metabolism. So alpha-lipoic acid is in this formulation. We have 200 milligrams per serving of green tea leaf extract. So green tea is very similar to alpha-lipoic acid. It has in its impact on lipid metabolism and also on glucose metabolism. There's a large scientific literature showing the beneficial effects of green tea. And again, the beneficial effects of green tea extract goes far beyond even the metabolic disease area and the metabolic regulation area, and it goes into its effects on certain tumors. There's a great deal of scientific literature with green tea and having beneficial effects in inhibiting tumor cell growth. But we're primarily interested in the green tea effects on the metabolic condition, and it's been shown to improve insulin sensitivity, to speed up metabolism such that it's been associated with decreased body weight in individuals taking green tea, and also it's been shown to have a beneficial effect on glucose levels. So it's a very, very robust ingredient. And that is why it's in this formulation. One other ingredient that may not be familiar to the listeners is a lipid-soluble form of vitamin B1. In vitamin B1 is thiamine. The lipid-soluble form is called benfotiamine. This is a very bioavailable form of B1. It's been used in Europe for quite some time to really have a beneficial effect on some of the complications of diabetes, including the microvascular complications of type 2 diabetes and also type 1 diabetes, the problems with the kidneys and problems with the eyes, the retinopathy and nephropathy. And so benfotiamine is in there primarily to really reduce production of harmful metabolites of glucose. So it's related to improving glucose metabolism. So we have a multi-component approach really to targeting glucose and lipid metabolism through the sort of a cocktail of active ingredients in OptiMetabolics.
It really is. A wonderful combination. We're going to talk a little bit more about this and the importance of it. For those who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information on glycemic and lipid control.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com. Garden.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acid offalus, 900% more. Get acid offalus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acid offalus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion with Dr. Bill Walsh on nutrient therapy to heal brain imbalances. Now, our topic today is about functional food products and also nutritional approaches to lipid and carbohydrate management or metabolism. So we got into the glycemic index, the importance of glycemic control. In other words, our blood sugar is supposed to stay very stable, not spike high, drop low, spike high, drop low. It's supposed to be fairly even and easy to maintain. And diet is critical in that. We've been talking about metabolics and its effects. So let's carry on that conversation with Dr. Evans.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Dana. I did want to emphasize, as you just pointed out, that it is very, very important to maintain an even glycemic response, even in between meals. That's why it's often recommended to really have snacks between the meals so you don't get these great fluctuations in glucose levels and blood glucose levels, because one of the detrimental consequences of that is people will then tend to eat the first thing that they see. And so by maintaining glucose levels at an even, relatively even, within a relatively even range, one has the ability to really maintain the and reduce the hunger pangs, because there's hormones that are stimulating in response to glucose spikes, and these enzymes and these other hormones will then trigger appetite. And so what you're trying to do is reduce the appetite cravings, and that's what one of the things that OptiMetabolics is designed to do, to maintain glucose levels within a relatively narrow range such that your appetite is not going to be stimulated and you have these great bouts of hunger in between meals. And so that's very important, because that really has an overall impact not just on carbohydrate metabolism, but also on the level of lipids too. So it's it all uh, the the whole topic of endocrinology and maintaining carbohydrate metabolism is also linked to lipid metabolism very, very tightly, and this is also linked to the appetite. And so OptiMetabolics, while we're not saying it's the total solution, we really recommend this as a frontline product for people that want to maintain healthy appetites, individuals that want to really control glucose levels and also control their lipid levels too.
Yeah, it's so important, and I'm glad you mentioned the appetite and the glucose control, but also the connection to lipids, that as blood sugar rises too quickly, the glycemic effect, we overproduce insulin, and as insulin drives some of it into the cell, it also converts some of that glucose to triglycerides, and that gets carried on the LDL. Raises the LDL, so-called bad cholesterol, the total cholesterol. So when we see high triglycerides in a workup, and for me, high is over 100, although the standard is that it should be under 150, I think we're healthier at 100 or below. So if triglycerides are high, LDL's high, and cholesterol's high, and someone says, stop eating meat and eggs, that's the good advice. Eat meat and eggs, organic preferably, lean choices. And the issue is glucose. It's a sugar problem. And it is so difficult to get people to comprehend that eating a food that has no cholesterol and no fat, like an Entenmann's donut, can raise your triglycerides, cholesterol, put fat around your belly, and that tells you you've got a sugar problem. If your waistline is getting bigger, you've got a sugar problem.
Oh, absolutely, because that elevated insulin levels really, the first thing it does is replenish your muscle cells and liver cells with glycogen, but clearly it doesn't take much carbohydrate to do that generally in most people, unless you're a marathon athlete. It takes a while to replenish that. But for the average individual, even individuals that are undergoing a reasonable amount of exercise, whether it's resistance or aerobic exercise, we can replenish our glycogen stores fairly easily, even if we are somewhat insulin resistant. However, the problem is that all the excess, when we're taking in all the excess glucose beyond what is needed to fill up our glycogen stores, all that extra glucose winds up going into triglycerides. And so insulin drives that process. So insulin is most famous for stimulating glucose uptake and glucose deposition into glycogen, but insulin should be equally known for driving fat production. It drives the synthesis of triglycerides through the regulation of the enzyme acetyl-CoA carboxylase. So any excess glucose, when I'm saying glucose, think of the metabolism of alcohol, because alcohol is driven into that too. So we have to be very careful about our alcohol intake, because that is driven, that's carbohydrate, it's fermented, it's broken down and then driven into triglycerides. So we only need a small amount of glucose and other carbohydrates to replenish our glycogen stores. All that excess is going right into triglyceride storage, and Dana indicated what happens when that becomes too much for us to handle.
Yeah, it's the famous belly fat, the apple shape. Instead of the pear shape. Ladies don't like that pear shape, but it's healthier than the apple shape. There have been some scientific studies on the OptiMetabolics, and I talked with you earlier about the hemoglobin A1C. That is my favorite measure of glucose control, because the hemoglobin and the retina of the eyes do not require insulin to allow glucose in. They're open doors. They're like sponges, and so they get swollen with glucose. And that's why diabetes is damaging to the retina. The reason it's that way, and I know you know this, but just for our listeners, is for fight and flight, we need good, sharp vision, which requires glucose control, and we need energy through the hemoglobin. So this was designed for fight and flight. But nature didn't realize we'd be sugar addicts and carbo addicts.
That's exactly right. And one other aspect of that, we know insulin regulates a number of different pathways, and some of the pathways do become resistant to the effects of insulin. They become less sensitive. And so having insulin resistance, having high levels of insulin, is meant to overcome that insulin resistance. That's the whole issue, is that you're producing higher and higher levels of insulin to overcome this to counteract insulin resistance. But not every pathway, not every response to insulin is resistant. So those higher levels of insulin compensate for the insulin resistance in some pathways, but it's like making a deal with the devil. Some pathways aren't insulin resistant, and so now you're flooding the eyes, you're flooding some of the micro arteries, and so this is why high levels of insulin really lead to these complications. So we have high levels of glucose causing some of the complications, but high levels of insulin have equally harmful effects. And so this is why, one of the reasons I was stressing earlier, that we just don't want to have chronically high levels of insulin, because while it may be beneficial to overcome insulin resistance, it wreaks havoc on some of the other pathways that are not resistant to insulin.
That's well said, very well said. This whole issue of glucose control, I can see using the OptiMetabolics even as a snack between meals, when we're trying to get people to snack healthfully. Sometimes they have a hard time with that. It wouldn't be too hard to have a third of the usual serving just as a snack. Or even before a meal, if you're going out and you're not sure what food's available, if you either take a protein food, and I'm thinking now this OptiMetabolics would be a good idea to prevent overeating when you go out and there's a lot of carbo sweets, fried items, you know, just all the things that are often available at a party, might be a good idea.
Oh, absolutely, and I know that several members of the board of advisor for Zymogen have suggested that while we don't actually have that on the label, that's something that the practitioner can suggest to the individual, and it is quite effective. So, in other words, you don't need to take the full serving. You could take portions of a serving that you have made up. It does stay well, so that you can take it with you, so it still maintains its taste over a period of several hours. So I think there's a multiple ways that this product can be used. And we do have some case study data. I'll just share with you some of the glucose control data. I won't go into the lipid control, although we have seen with many of the subjects, and we have approximately right now, I believe, about 10 or 15 subjects that have been on this for several months. And that we've seen an average change in the hemoglobin A1C levels of somewhere around a drop, about a half a point drop. And these starting levels were approximately 7.5 hemoglobin A1C. So that's, it's basically 7.3%. And at the end, the average was around 6.8%. So it's almost about a half a point drop in hemoglobin A1C, which is very, very respectable. Again, if we were actually looking at people with type 2 diabetes with much higher levels of hemoglobin A1C, the effect probably would be a little bit more profound. It's well known that if you are trying to reduce hemoglobin A1C, having a higher starting level, you'll get a larger magnitude of effect. But very, very respectable, and so we're very happy with the performance of this product.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we have more to cover in the final segment. And for those who have tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right after this break. We'll be back after this break with Joseph Evans, PhD.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass-market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning, and you can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion with Bill Walsh on nutrient therapy to heal brain imbalances. Now, our topic today has been about functional food products and nutritional approaches to lipid and carbohydrate management. We're going to carry on that conversation. And our guest is Joseph Evans, PhD, an esteemed nutritional product research and development scientist who also serves on Zymogen's medical board of advisors. So let's wind up the show with some more interesting information, Dr. Evans, on krill oil.
Yes, thank you very much, Dana. In my opinion, no discussion of nutritional interventions for lipid metabolism would be complete without a mention of omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3 fatty acids derive from both animal and plant sources have been the subject of a great deal of research. It's one of the few nutritional supplement interventions that have been shown not only to reduce biomarkers of cardio health, including triglyceride levels, but they've also been shown in many studies to reduce cardiovascular outcome measures, which things like heart attacks, and also reduce overall mortality I mean, that's a very, very powerful effect through food. It's like the epitome of functional food when you can have a lower incidence of death related to the intake of a particular food. So omega-3 fatty acids should be at the forefront of everyone's cardiovascular arsenal. What Zymogen has come up with, due to the fact that many people find fish oils, the omega-3s from fish oils, somewhat objectionable to taking in large quantities of fish oil, even in some individuals, even as low as a gram, individuals find it objectionable due to nausea and the fishy smell. In addition, in the past, fish oils were subject to oxidation, so it was hard to maintain the integrity of the fish oil. Zymogen has introduced a different source of omega-3s, and this is omega-3 oils from krill. And krill is a shrimp-like crustacean, so it's found in the oceans. It's considered the most abundant biomass. There's well over 600 million tons of krill. And of course, the source of the krill that is used for generation of these omega-3 acids it's been guaranteed to be sustainable, so a third-party independent organization has determined that the supplier that Zymogen obtains the krill oil from is acting according to a sustainable pattern, so that we're not depleting the supplies of krill, and so that is easily certified by a third-party organization. So krill oil, the main difference is that the omega-3s, the omega-3s are linked to phospholipid structure. And so the EPA and the DHA omega-3 are not linked. They don't require any further processing to become absorbed. So most of the fish oil is linked to either a triglyceride or a ethyl ester backbone. And so for the fish oils to be absorbed, for these EPA and DHA from fish oil to be absorbed readily, they have to go through enzymatic processing. And so the bioavailability is less. The overall absorption and bioavailability is less. And so what we have to take into account is probably a higher dose required. The lipocol that's offered by Zymogen, the krill oil, is in this phospholipid background, so the absorption is much more easily achieved. It doesn't require any processing. So the phospholipids are the natural structure of our cells, and so these omega-3s that just incorporate right into the cellular membrane. So the absorption and bioavailability is higher, and the efficacy at lowering triglycerides and other lipids is seen at a much lower dose. And again, that is reflected in the price, so it's a more economical way to achieve the same endpoint. In addition, the krill oil has a natural antioxidant called astaxanthin, and there's several milligrams per capsule of the astaxanthin. And this provides a great deal of antioxidant activity, and it's been linked to some other effects, such as lowering C-reactive protein, a marker of inflammation. So the krill oil, we think, is an excellent alternative to sourcing an omega-3 source for cardio health.
You know, this is excellent to know, and therefore people need to understand that while the dose looks lower, the absorption and utilization are better. So, Dr. Evans, I want to thank you for being on the show and bringing us such wonderful information, and I hope you'll return again.
Oh, absolutely. It's been my pleasure. It's always so nice to talk to you. You're so knowledgeable, Dana, and I look forward to the next time I'm on the show.
Well, I learn from our guests, and especially you, so thank you. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com.
And as our new year progresses, I am reminded that every day is a new day, and every minute a new minute, and it gives us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Foodie and the Beast, the D.C. area's one and only food and wine variety show.
On Sunday, February 3rd, we are getting healthy in studio. We'll be sipping juices from Puree and talking about how to do the paleo diet. And if you've heard of CrossFit, we're going to get all those exercises right here in studio.
So you better listen. You'll get healthy before your Super Bowl party. That's Foodie and the Beast next Sunday and every Sunday at 11 right here on 1500 AM.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington.
NBC News Radio, I'm Alex Witt. The pro-gun control group Mayors Against Illegal Guns will air an advertisement this afternoon during the Super Bowl. The 30-second spot will press